T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of big things going on down in Columbia, which includes Will Muschamp's football camp. But Diesel, you know, we are the Major League squad here on ESPN Upstate. We deal with greatness from 4 to 7 p.m., so we should bring greatness on as well. That's Hel McGranahan from the Big Spur. Hel, how you doing, bud?
That's quite an introduction there, Sturge. I appreciate that, man. I'm great now. Awesome.
Hey, listen, Mark Ryan and Lonzo have been talking some trash about Diesel and I from 1 to 4 p.m., so guess what? We're going to give it to them right back. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Hey, let's start with, and we'll finish with the big news that just broke in the SEC here a couple of minutes ago, but camp. South Carolina gets another addition to their 2020 class with Dominic Hill, a cornerback out of Orlando, Florida yesterday. And, you know, how are we standing now that we're starting to see those numbers creep up with the 2020 class?
Yeah, last I checked, South Carolina's back in the top 10. I think they're at number 8 overall on the, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite. With Hill jumping on board, I think it's, up to 13 guys in the class now, maybe 14. They're pretty strong top to bottom. Early on, they start off really well with a bunch of really highly rated four-star guys, and a couple of three-star guys have been added to the class and maybe brought down the overall, or I shouldn't say overall, but like the average player rating within the class. So it packed a lot of punch early on and had people fired up, but they've picked up a few three-stars, but still managed to be top 10 in the country to this point. Obviously, a long way to go, and more guys to be added to their class and other classes. So that'll shift, obviously, between now and signing day. But South Carolina's positioned themselves to finish with probably the highest – I shouldn't say probably, definitely with the highest-rated class Muschamp's ever signed at South Carolina. And if enough of the right chips fall into place, South Carolina could be finishing with the best class they've ever signed, according to – his recruiting rankings. So off to a good start for the Gamecocks, no doubt.
As we continue with Hel McGranahan from the Big Spur, just simply follow him on Twitter at his name, Hel McGranahan. Let me ask you, how much stock do you put? I went to Bama. We know what's going on in the upstate right now. How much stock do you put in recruiting rankings? Because this is what I mean. I think you can identify maybe the top two, maybe three each position in the country. After that, there are so many various factors that you can't take into account, which is how are they going to fill their body out as they continue to grow? What's their maturation level when they hit campus? Are they going to miss mom and go in freak out mode? You know, that used to be a lot bigger story back in the day as compared to now. But, to me, recruiting rankings are something for fan bases to go out there and crow in the nightclub a lot of the times.
Yeah, there's something to that, Sturge. I'll give you that. But, guys are five stars for a reason. The five stars are five stars because they're pretty. It's pretty obvious to tell those guys are good. And for the most part, the hit rate on those guys, as far as like identifying them and putting a five star by their name and them turning around and becoming good players, it more often than not, they usually pan out. Mm-hmm. So there's something to that higher end part of the rankings. But really, where it starts to get kind of hit or miss is beyond that. And Clemson, for example, they helped build their program a lot of guys who were lower rated players or guys who were even lightly recruited, some 2 and 3 and maybe some from lower end 4-star guys who didn't have as high profiles as maybe they should have in hindsight. But with South Carolina, what they're doing is they're sort of mixing the highly rated guys. Certainly they want to sign the best players they can get, but they've been able to bring in some of those guys within these last couple of cycles, but also identify some guys at their camps like they've done here this summer, evaluate them on their own and trust in what they're seeing and bringing them in and having them be a part of their class and you know, 2-3 years down the road, trying to develop them into to really good players. And I think we've seen that at times with some of the guys within the program right now, a guy like DJ Wonnum, who was, you know, committed to Indiana before he came to South Carolina. Guy Sedarius Hutcherson, who's a defensive end, now he's a starting left tackle. Now, it's those types of players who really help you kind of flesh out your roster and build your program. And obviously you want to have the big-time five-star guys like Jadeveon Clowney or Marcus Lattimore. But they're really you help build and sustain your program with guys who you know identify and develop the right way.
So let me ask you this. You say today was defensive back day at day number 9 of the Muschamp camp. What are the primary needs now? Because I know you got a transfer back in the defensive backfield as well. So what are the primary needs as they begin to the Gamecocks to round out this year's class?
Yeah, and the interesting thing about where the recruiting calendar is now and how it's accelerated and all that, most of the defensive backs who are working out today who we're kind of looking at as prospects for South Carolina are guys who are rising juniors, guys from the 2021 class. There was a 2020 guy there today, Dominic Hill, who you mentioned, who committed yesterday. He was there working out. But as far as what they're looking to fill out with this 2020 class, I mean, they've got, like I said, Hill committed as a corner. Donna Fortune, who committed a couple weeks ago as a corner. And at this point, maybe looking at another guy or two, maybe someone who could play corner and safety, or a guy who's just exclusively a safety. They got a big official visitor coming in this weekend, and Joey Hunter, someone who I think could play multiple spots in the secondary at South Carolina. He's set to decide on July the 2nd. Then a guy named Jacarius Conley, who's from up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, who could be in tomorrow as an unofficial guest. He's penciled in for an official visit against your Crimson Tide later this fall, but a big-time four-star recruit who could be a potential fit at safety for South Carolina.
All right, switching gears to basketball with Hel McGranahan again, the Big Spur. Follow the Big Spur at the Big Spur 247. You can follow 247 Sports at 247 Sports. Frank Martin announced his class. One of the things that caught my attention, Seventh Woods. Think about it. Two Palmetto State prospects are coming back to finish out their career. Seventh Woods at South Carolina. Tevin Mack announced he's transferring to Clemson earlier today. But what's the goal? What's the plan on Seventh Woods? Did I see let him sit next year out? Do they just kind of maybe need to clear this kid's head out? Because there's an upside talent-wise to him, but, you know, he got caught up with some really good players at the University of North Carolina.
Yeah, and he's, of course, got to sit as well because of the transfer rules. Right. He still hadn't graduated from college, I guess. Didn't graduate from North Carolina, so I suppose he'll be finishing up his degree here at South Carolina, and he'll be a walk-on for this current year. I suppose if there's some attrition from the team, then he could be the next guy up as far as getting being put on scholarship. But, yeah, he's going to have to sit this year one way or the other, scholarship or not, and then be ready to play and, of course, be on scholarship when he is playing for that, 2020-2021 season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's certainly interesting to see how things have come full circle with Seventh Woods and Tevin Mack as well, a guy who is from Columbia, like Seventh, and has bounced around a little bit throughout his career. And I guess coming on the heels of the NBA draft last night with Zion and going number one overall and number two overall, John Morant, two South Carolina fellows as well. Sort of interesting how Palmetto State Hoops is, you know, evolved over these last couple of years.
Yeah, the situation with the program. All right, we teased this when you first got on. Yeah, one of the good things, it's been quiet in Columbia, at least off the field, if you will. That's a good sign. You know what I mean? That means kids are keeping their nose clean. University of Georgia top wide receiver Jeremiah Holloman was dismissed from the team a little while ago. Kirby Smart said in a statement, Jeremiah Holloman no longer represents the University of Georgia football program. This stems from a domestic assault, if you will. And, I mean, my God, how many guys at Georgia have gotten in trouble here in the last 6 months? Some more major troubles than other. But, you know, that's one of the things I find with good programs. You don't deal with this stuff. And Kirby Smart has dealt with this a bunch recently.
Yeah, and like you said, Sturge, South Carolina has managed to avoid this type of stuff really for the most part throughout Muschamp's tenure here. Obviously, there were some things early on, but really these last couple of years, we haven't really had anything to talk about or report on when it comes to off-the-field incidents such as this one, or, you know, anything where guys end up in the police blotter. So I certainly don't mind having to worry about chasing that stuff down, because it's a bit of a headache, and I'm sure the readers at thebigspur.com are pretty satisfied that they don't have to read about their guys getting into trouble out in Five Points.
I think that's when a program starts to turn the corner, when it can police itself, if you know what I mean. All right, Hell, listen, tell us what you got coming up. I'm going to be in Columbia Sunday night for the George Rogers Tournament and done, so maybe we can get together on Sunday evening, and if you want to come over there on Sunday night as well, be some legends there at the event at 900 Senate Seat, the My Carolina Alumni Building. But you guys are always got it going, you and JC and everybody at the Big Spur. Tell us what's coming up, what kind of deal you have going on as well.
Yeah, just getting into this last recruiting weekend, pretty much of the summer. The NCAA recruiting calendar will kick into a dead period, which means no recruits can go on visits, and of course no coaches can be out on the road recruiting either. So really going to be winding down. Tomorrow's the last day of camp. Should be one of the busiest days that they've had out of the nine already. Going to be a lot of big-time guys in town, not necessarily working out at the camp, but they'll be around, two of whom are official visitors. One of the guys I mentioned earlier, Joey Hunter, cornerback from the Atlanta area, and another one, big-time receiver prospect, four-star DeJuan McDougal, who I'm personally a big fan of. He's going to be in town as an official visitor as well. And of course, like I said, just wrapping up recruiting the summer season, and kind of just cruising on into summer, Sturge. I always look forward to this time of year where I can kind of catch my breath and recharge the cells for football season.
All right. Well, I'll hit you up on my way down, or I'll hit you up tomorrow and let you know what the schedule is, and maybe our paths can cross. As always, Hell, appreciate all your input. Oops, sorry, lost him there. There's Hell McGranahan, BigSpur.com. Just go follow him at his name, at Hell McGranahan. So, Diesel, this is what's up next. Best wingman in sports, all right? Not best wingman in a sports bar. That could be completely different. We're getting into Maverick and Goose with best wingman in a bar. But let me give you the definition. In 1943, the term wingman came up, and it was labeled and defined as the pilot of the plane beside the lead aircraft in formation. So, who are some of the best wingmen in sports history? Bring it to us. 844-GSP-ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it looks like we're going to have a Big Ten team in the championship series. I don't know if they have the 10-run rule in Omaha at this point, but in the bottom of the seventh inning, Michigan 13, Texas Tech 3. With this win, Michigan will move on to the best 2 out of 3 championship series. So, Diesel, you brought this one to me maybe on Tuesday, I think it was. Wingmen. And wingmen, a lot of times we think of Tom Cruise and Maverick and Goose and Top Gun, something like that. But we wanted to bring to the table the best wingman in sports. But before we go any further, I'm number one, all right? I've got the best wingman. And she and I are today. I'm hoping she is done with work and in her car, and that's I've got the best wingman in Teresa Sturgis. We are celebrating our 22nd anniversary today. June 21st, 22 years that woman has put up with me, Deez. And you know, I can be fuddy, I can be duddy, I can be a little difficult to deal with at times, you know what I mean? And guess what? She has put up with 24 years total, but 22 years of marriage today. So I've got the best wingman, but maybe even in sports because, you know, we do sports talk. But I just want to thank her for 24 amazing years, 22 in marriage, the best wingman when it comes to raising a daughter that's going to be a senior in high school, who I'm proud of. She's on her way down on her mission trip right now. We won't see her again till Wednesday. But, yeah, I've got the best wingman in sport or in life, and that's Teresa Sturgis. So when it comes to wingman, Diesel, I'll give that definition again. The term came around in 1943 during World War II, and the definition is pilot of the plane beside the lead aircraft in formation, all right? Which means, in all honesty, if something goes wrong, he becomes the lead guy, you know what I mean? He's the next in line. He's the designated survivor, however you want to look at it. Is there one name in sport that jumps off to you as the best wingman ever? Because I think there's one guy that kind of describes what a wingman was.
Well, the one and only is Scottie Pippen.
Yep. Yep. I mean, think about it. Won 6 NBA titles with Michael Jordan as his wingman. The only guy
Michael Jordan won 6 with Scottie Pippen as his wingman.
Exactly. Okay. But the point being, he's the only player that won a title with Michael Jordan on all of 6 Jordan titles. Now, we broke that down, a couple of weeks ago. The number of guys that won the first 3, and then Michael Jordan takes 2 years off for baseball, and then they come back and win 3 more. There's a long list of guys that won 3 in the second run. But Scottie Pippen is the only guy that won 6 with him. In number 2, Scottie Pippen, kind of quiet back as a player. For people that don't remember, he came out of a Division II school in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's fun when you actually, because you never heard Scottie Pippen talk that much. When you listen to him talk, you're like, whoa, this dude is Southern.
He accepted his role. He was cool with it. He ended up being known as one of the best players in the game because he was playing with the guy, the best player in the game. How many guys in this alpha male ego-driven NBA today would willingly take on that role and not try to be out in 2 years. We see Kyrie Irving can't play with anybody. I mean, Scottie Pippen is the ultimate wingman, in my opinion, because he knew what his responsibility was, and he was happy to have that title. I'm not sure you're going to see a guy like that anymore, because everybody wants to be the guy until they're in the back end of their career where they'll sign a million and a half dollar contract just to get that ring. So, Diesel, I think you're 100% correct. Scottie Pippen defines greatest wingman in sport. And then he had a whole lot of other stuff that he did well without Michael Jordan. But I think that is number one. And for basketball, that's about it. I mean, even some of the old L.A. and Boston teams, those were five deep teams. You know what I mean? Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Byron Scott. Boston, you had Danny Ainge and Larry Bird and Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale. I mean, that's not a wingman. That's a whole freaking platoon. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think Scottie Pippen is the greatest wingman in sport history. Number one, because it worked. Number two, he knew his role and he accepted it. He wasn't looking to bell. I don't think guys would be willing to do that today. So give us your opinion. That's the route we're looking for. I kind of went down through sport and have one for everybody. When you think of the NCAA, Diesel, NCAA football, history, you're 34 years old. Is there one tandem, is there something that you feel like works as a wingman, especially in college football? Because I thought there was one that kind of came to the top of my head. SMU. How about Craig James being the wingman to Eric Dickerson? The Pony Express, that now we call the Pony Excess because of the greatest 30 for 30 on ESPN. But you know what? He was a hell of a player, but Craig James was really the wingman for Eric Dickerson. And Craig James did a little bit of everything. You know, he ran the ball. He was the punter. I think he played on special teams as well. But there's one guy that I thought was a wingman in Craig James. Now, Craig James would probably ever go, no, Eric Dickerson was my wingman. But there's one that I thought about. In college football, it was Craig James to Eric Dickerson. So, you know, outside of that, you know, football's such a hard sport. I'll take a look, and then we'll go to break and come back with baseball and the NHL and a few others. But football was so hard for me to determine. And I don't even know if I'm in the right neighborhood, much less on the right street. But there were two sets of things that popped in my mind when it came to the NFL, when it comes to best wingman in sport. But technically, if you're the lead guy, can't you have two wingmen, one on each side, and then it kind of separates as the squadron moves on along? But thinking of it from that perspective, I came up with two when it comes to the NFL. Number one, this is going back. Both of them go back a little ways, but Lynn Swann and John Stallworth being the wingman to Terry Bradshaw in the 1970s for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I believe they won four Super Bowls in a six-year period. You stop and think about that. 18 years the New England Patriots have been with Bill Belichick. They won, what, six Super Bowls? I mean, Pittsburgh won four in like a six-year period. It was a hell of a team. But John Stallworth and of course, Lynn Swann were go-to wide receivers. Now, there was a plethora of players on that team. You had Franco Harris at running back. You had Rocky Blyer at fullback. Benny Cunningham from Clemson in Seneca, South Carolina at tight end. Mike Webster on the offensive line. But no, you could always count on Terry Bradshaw hitting Lynn Swann or John Stallworth with a big pass. So that's one of my two. The other two's the same combination, quarterback to wide receiver. But the other one that I came up with going back a little ways is Jerry Rice and Dwight Clark to Joe Montana. You know, Jerry Rice is the guy we all think about, but Dwight Clark is the guy that had the catch. And again, four Super Bowl titles in a short period of time in which they did, you better have good wingman if you're going to have that kind of success. So, for football, in the NFL, I've got Len Swan and John Stallworth to Terry Bradshaw. Also, part B of that, Jerry Rice and Dwight Clark to Joe Montana. In the NBA, we've got Scottie Pippen, six championships with Michael Jordan with the Bulls. In the NCAA, I had Craig James to Eric Dickerson. So give us your wingman. And let me tell you, one of the best is Diesel when you get him out in Greenville for a night. No doubt about it. You know, the beard and the muscles and everything. You can even have a wedding ring on and somebody will come check you out if you're sitting next to Diesel. But I've got a couple for Major League Baseball. I've got one for the NHL. And, of course, maybe a couple of great wingmen when it comes to movies as well. But give it to us straight up. 844-GSP-ESPN. Who's your greatest wingman in sports?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wingmen, you got to have them, especially if you're out with Diesel in a bar at night. Ryan wants to get in with us on the concept. Ryan, I hope you're having a good Friday.
I am, and I hope you are as well. Fellas, I'd like to say, as we know, the NBA has evolved much in the time since Michael Jordan. And the modern NBA player, I believe, the truly great one, has the ability to conjure with the wingman and the Michael Jordan, if you will, a la Klay Thompson, who when his team needs to, he can score 37 and a quarter, yet he can take a back seat. Same with Steph Curry. And you see the failure, the ones who keep the old mind state, the Jimmy Butlers and the Hardens, they don't win titles because the truly great players now can be both the wingman and the superstar. Thank you.
That's an absolute great call there, because sometimes you got to know when to say when, Diesel. And you know what? The great ones know, hey, it's in the ring. It's in the winning. You know what I mean? And I would even say one of the best that has come to my mind now with the NBA. How about David Robinson and Tim Duncan?
Sure.
Those two definitely.
The Twin Towers.
Exactly. They knew how to play off each other.
Yeah. What about Dwayne Wade as LeBron James's wingman? There's no better wingman. There's no better wingman out there than Garth to Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Wayne's World, no doubt. I redefine that. Let's tick some people off. How about LeBron was Dwayne Wade's wingman?
No.
Come on.
No.
He was there first.
So what?
So what? Gotta have, seniority has a little bit to say and do with
something. Just because you're old doesn't mean seniority means something.
Senility and seniority are two different things, right? So, yeah, Ryan, and you're dead correct. Klay Thompson. One thing Kevin Durant doesn't do well is be the wingman, so to speak, because he's so pouty. But I don't think Steph Curry, I don't think Klay Thompson, and into this past year, to a certain extent, I don't think Draymond Green had a problem with being so-called wingman, because the older you get, it's not it's about wins, it's about your career coming to a close, the statement that you want to leave. It's not about how much money. I mean, do you think Carmelo Anthony wants to be known as one of the all-time highest paid players in NBA history to do absolutely nothing? His only championship came as a freshman at Syracuse. So, yeah, I think you have to take that into account. That's a very good point. So, Major League Baseball, do you think there's wingmen in Major League Baseball? So, kind of came up with two, Diesel. One goes back a long way. Do you remember the love that Bobby Bonilla and Barry Bonds got together when they were at Pittsburgh way back in the day? You know, the Killer Bees, Bonds and Bonilla. You know, Bobby Bonilla probably the smartest sucker ever taking the payments from the New York Mets over like a 32-year period, something along those lines. But I don't know. I just remember the Killer Bees, Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla is kind of a wingman aspect, if you will. But my ultimate wingman when it came to Major League Baseball was, again, getting back to what we did a little bit in football with Terry Bradshaw to John Stallworth and Lynn Swann, also Joe Montana to Jerry Rice and Dwight Clark. How about the powerhouse pitching trio back in the day of Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, and John Smoltz? Because they were best friends. They challenged each other, like we say with that Health There advertisement, challenge each other. They did it on the course. They did it on the court. They did it on the diamond. And they were just in genuine three good friends. You know, and think of the fourth. I mean, they had a Charlie Liebrandt for a while. They had Steve Avery for a while. They had, you know, various guys step in that four spot. But those three you could rely on. And I think a lot of times in life, Diesel, the wingman you need to rely on. You need to know he's going to be there and give his best. And I think that Braves trio of those three pitchers back in the day kind of represents that when it comes to Major League Baseball. And then finally, you got one last major sport out there, the NHL. Can't you say anybody that played with Wayne Gretzky? Because he was known as the great one, you know what I mean? And I mean, you go think back, the guy that ended up going on to the New York Rangers and all. But I mean, he had some great partners when he was with the Edmonton Oilers. Again, some of the other places that he played as well. But for the NHL, I kind of had anybody that was on the team of Wayne Gretzky. So, Diesel, what are some of the best movies that have a great wingman in it? Because you hit the best. Game on. Hold on. Game off. Game on. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, it wasn't a movie. Well, they did remake it as a movie, but it wasn't nearly as good as the television show. How about Miami Vice with Crockett and Tubbs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that movie sucked.
What was the Lethal Weapon movies? I can't remember Danny Glover and Mel Gibson's characters' names.
Yeah. All right, of course, you got to go with Top Gun. You know,
Maverick and Goose.
Right, because Maverick was, I am Goose. You know me, I've done it to you probably. I've done it to others. Be out with a single guy and he goes, wow, check her out. And I'm like, you want to go meet her? What do you mean? I'm like, dude, I got one of these on. I'll go introduce you.
Yeah, you got absolutely nothing to lose.
Absolutely, I've taken advantage of my marriage to be an idiot and go, hey, my buddy thinks you're cute. Hey, you never know until you ask. So I've got a little bit of that Goose in me because, you know, Goose was married.
Yes, he was.
All right. How about The Legend of Ricky Bobby? I mean, obviously Cal Naughton Jr. was a great wingman when Shake and Bake.
And Bake.
Yeah. It was still one of the greatest lines in that movie. It's not Shake and Bake. It's like, I got me a new nickname, the Magic Man. Now you see me, now you don't.
He's like, dang, that's a good nickname.
He's like,
so admit, that's a good nickname.
He goes, man, that's a good, yeah, you got me. That's a good nickname. But Ricky Bobby definitely had a wingman with Cal Naughton Jr. And then finally, of course, Wedding Crashers. You know what I mean? They were each other's wingman when it came to that movie, but I think that one's definitely got to go in that avenue as well. All right, you can continue to get in with us. We have open phones coming up in the next segment. Remember, final hour of each segment, it's whatever you got to get off your chest. Also, got some interesting news coming up. Something that just came out on a LSU player. The father of an LSU player paid $180,000 out of from a fan of LSU of stolen money, of freaking stolen money. So we'll give you that one. Also, a few other news and notes as well. Of course, when it comes to the NBA, Don't forget Fletcher McGee from right here in the upstate, Wofford College. He signs with the Milwaukee Bucks. Clemson adding a basketball transfer, former Columbia prep product Tevin Mack. He's transferring from the University of Alabama to close out his career at Clemson. So 844-GSP-ESPN will give you an update on the College World Series. Don't forget, we're talking Clemson with David Hood of Tiger Net at the top of the 6 p.m. hour. And then we're getting into the best mascot in college sports. A lot of different things going on a Friday free-for-all. So, Diesel, at this point in the eighth inning, is this officially batting practice for Michigan? Kid hits a second home run and second plate appearance. The Wolverines in the bottom of the eighth up 15-3 on Texas Tech. They will advance to the College World Series Finals.
Not to make you talk about where you went to school, but this is an old-fashioned Alabama butt-whooping.
Yep. No doubt about it. Speaking of, one of the best interviews, always enjoyed having him on. Remember last year, we actually made national news with Coach Steve Spurrier when he dropped about, hey, you know, Mark, talking one football games, Georgia would have beaten us a lot more when we were at Florida. Boom, next thing you know, we're on the Bleacher Report, all this stuff. Well, guess what? Steve Spurrier's looking for a wingman. You know, and no, he's not looking for two more games in the Alliance of American Football where he can actually claim he's the where he can win a championship versus claim they're the champion. But Andy Staples reported earlier today, quote, Steve Spurrier will hold a press conference at noon on Monday in Gainesville to announce that he's seeking a teammate or a wingman, if you will, to operate his new American casual dining restaurant concept. All right. So basically, Spurrier's getting in the restaurant game.
I bet they got the finest onion rings in town.
Derek Phillips wins the day on Twitter when he captures that tweet and puts retweets it with the quote, finally, in Arby's that will sell Coors beer.
even Steve had to read that and just laugh.
Just laugh, because you know
he's been ripping people for years, and he had to laugh at that.
Well, you know, it's the topless picture at the Daytona 500 with his Coors in his hand that spurred that moment. Somebody else had a great one earlier. I've lost it on my Twitter feed that said, again, no idea. It just says American casual dining restaurant concept. How about a hot dog restaurant called Fun and Bun? Because he made his living with the Fun and Gun, you know what I mean? So how about the Fun and Bun? So I just thought that was funny. Steve Spurrier looking for a wingman.
What if it was a burger joint called Spur Burger?
Ooh, Spurberry Police Department. You know, we can, how many times can we reference meow today here on a Friday show? Yeah.
But Super Troopers, it's not called meow.
I know, but you know, 10 times in a, wasn't that the Spurberry Police?
Spurberry Police.
Yep. So, anyway.
For the snozzberries, tastes like snozzberries.
Yeah. but again, Michigan, man, I tell you what, I think I'm glad we didn't have a casino on board our ship last week, that we were on the Disney Cruise Line, Diesel, because with my last few picks of Golden State in six games in the NBA playoffs, Boston looking like they were the best team in the NHL playoffs, they both lose. I think if I would have betted even on the roulette table last week, it would have come up odd. I'm just bet, but I made the comment, Big Ten baseball doesn't scare anybody. Holy cow, where did this Michigan baseball team come from? They have yet to lose a game out in Omaha. They're getting ready to advance to the finals. And by God, Diesel, they have fun doing it. You've been watching this game here in the studio. They're all smiles, relaxed, and everything. There's no pressure on Michigan, and it just goes to show you when you don't have much pressure, you can go out there and play loose and have fun. So, Diesel, what are the five teams right now in college football that we assume are going to be somewhere in that top six, seven at the end of next year? It's been the same group of five for the
last. Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia.
Oklahoma. What's one team? Four of those teams don't have issues really off the field. Georgia, if you did not hear earlier, their top returning wide receiver in Jeremiah Holloman has now been dismissed from the football team. He was expected to be the Bulldogs' top wideout in 2019. Last year, he caught 24 passes for 418 yards and 5 touchdowns. But Kirby Smart, in a statement a couple hours ago, says Jeremiah Holloman no longer represents the University of Georgia football program. We expect every member of our team to uphold the highest standards and values of the University of Georgia and Georgia football. It is disappointing when this does not happen. All right, speaking of Steve Spurrier, he let it be known 20 years ago, two decades ago, you hit a woman, you have no place on my football team. Love him or hate him, you always respected Steve Spurrier because, dadgummit, he played by the rules. All right? He'd beat your brains in, and he'd embarrass you when you got a chance. But he played by the rules. Why don't more coaches come out and publicly make that comment? Because Jeremiah Holloman was kicked off the Georgia football team today because of a incident with a female. Guys, keep your hands off women. If you can't, if you've had too much to drink, get away from it. There's no excuse. And something went down bad enough that this student goes to the police on Saturday, June 2nd, and now he is gone. But we have had a lot of these incidents in Athens over the last 5 months. And to me, at some point, that becomes problematic. I mean, Georgia is in that conversation of five teams, you know, that can win, or you can even make the conversation one of the three teams that could potentially join Clemson and Alabama at that level. But Diesel, if they continue to have incidents like this over and over again, it makes me question how much those players respect Kirby Smart. Because the one thing that turned at Clemson, that whole program sort of turned around when the players started policing in the locker room and not the head coaches.
Yeah, I mean, head coaches can't be everywhere. You're right. You have to have those leaders on your team who the young guys respect. What did you say? What class?
I think this guy was a sophomore.
He's a sophomore, yep. So he's an underclassman. Hey, anybody should know better than to hit a woman. You should absolutely know better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how upset they get you. Walk away. But you're right. He needs teammates. He needs somebody to challenge him. He needs somebody to essentially mature him. And maybe that's going to have to come from you know, one of those Alabama butt whoopings that we talked about from his teammates. You know, take him out back, hit him with a rubber hose for a while and see what happens.
Well, maybe the next squad can keep him in line. But, you know, unfortunately, we see this situation over and over again. And I'm sorry. You know, I even hear guys going, well, she got in my face first. Then get up and leave. Walk away, leave. It's not your right. You can't justify it. Yeah, I've seen some women start the fight. Get out of there. Get out of there. Nothing good is going to come from it. So, again, I think at some point this becomes problematic. And a lot of my joys said, man, a lot of this stuff's been ticky-tack. But you know what? You get enough ticky-tack misdemeanors on your record, guess what's going to happen some point down the line? You go a little bit bigger, they're going to hold you accountable for that as well. So, again, I think there's some problems down in Athens that Kirby Smart needs to get on right now. But we will have a problem when we come back. That's our buddy David Hood from TigerNet. I told him last night he better bring some attitude to the show today. Clemson gets a new transfer when it comes to basketball. A lot of things going on over there as we wrap up the college year over in Tiger Town. So we'll talk with David Hood when we come back. Then it's the best mascot in college sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.